Oh my God, what are you doing? I can tell by that embarrassed look on your face that you weren't expecting me to come over while your sister was out with Chad. Ew, gross! Put the thing away when I'm around you. What, do you always sneak into your little sister's bedroom when she's not home to play with your little dick? What is wrong with you? What are you hiding behind your back? Let me see it. You were sniffing our panties, weren't you? Do you see how disgusting this is? Of course you don't. You probably can't think straight when you're this worked up. Oh my God. Is your dicking harder? I can see it trying to burst through your pants. Well, that's not gonna happen, judging by how small it is. I have to tell your sister this. This just isn't right. No, there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, I am serious. You won't be able to get me to change my mind. This is a serious invasion of our privacy. What, did you think that our best friend would just forget about what she saw? No, I have to tell her this. Just hope she doesn't tell her boyfriend and he ends up kicking her ass. What, you'll pay me? What do you think I am, some hooker? You can't just pay me and hope for it to go away. $50? Really? You want to pay me $50 to forget about this? Yeah, right. The only way to ever consider that is if you paid me $50 every time I came over here. Wait, you can't be serious. You'd actually do that? God, you're crazier than I thought. I mean, I already thought you were crazy since I caught you jerking off in your little sister's room, but this is even worse. You know what? Pull out your dick again. I might just accept your offer. Yes, you can stroke it. No, don't stop just because I'm pulling out my phone. Don't worry. I'm not going to text your sister, stupid. I'm recording this. What, did you think I would really trust you to pay me $50 every time I came over without me having evidence of this? God, you're easy to trick. Wait, you're stroking faster now? Oh my God, look at your face. You look so desperate and aroused. You actually want me to blackmail you, don't you? Well, okay. Since I gained something out of it, I think I can play along with that. I mean, it's not every day you can just stroke your tiny little cocklet to someone as pretty as me, is it? I know you can probably barely hold back your spunk from bursting out those baby balls of yours. No wonder you have to stroke in secret in your sister's room while smelling your panties. Your dick would never please a real woman. You're reduced to borderline incest just to get yourself off. Oh, look at you. You're sweating up a storm. Take your hand off that dick of yours. Sheesh. Not only are you a pervert, but apparently you like to abuse yourself. I don't think I've ever seen anyone stroke that quickly. You're practically beating your own balls, stroking so quick. Doesn't it hurt when you stroke it like that? Especially when you aren't even using lube. Were you never taught how to stroke properly? I guess I'm not just because you're reduced to stroking here in the first place. Well, it's not like you need any lube at this point. You could probably just use all the pre-cum you beat out of your balls. Ugh. You're going to need to get something to put underneath that dick so you don't leak on the carpet and stain it. Your sister will notice that. Are there any tissues in here? No, wait, that might leak through. Maybe a towel? Wait, pull up your pants for a second. Why don't you run to the kitchen and get a plate? Yes, I am serious. It's not going to leak through glass, silly. And you can wash up a plate easier than you can clean a towel, can't you? See, I told you it made sense. I'm not all that bad, I promise. Back already? Good. Why don't you pull your pants back down and get on your knees? There, that's better. Put that plate beneath you and start stroking again. See, now that leaky pre-cum will easily be licked up. Yes, you heard me correctly. I said licked up. Come on, don't look so embarrassed, sweetie. Maybe if you please me enough, I won't blackmail you for too long. You'd like that, wouldn't you? In fact, it might be for the best if this doesn't go on for too long. I don't want to have to leave this evidence stuck on my phone forever. I really just want to forget that I ever saw you jerking like a madman in your sister's room in the first place. Wait, hold on. Slow down for a second. Why do you look so sad all of a sudden? Oh God, don't tell me. You were actually hoping I would be blackmailing you for a long period of time, weren't you? You really are a freak. Why would I want to waste my time with you? What? No, I don't believe you. You won't do everything I say for as long as I want. You're a jerk addict, after all. You can't even control your own but biological functions without going crazy. Well, maybe you are right. If you can't control that little dick of yours from driving you up the wall, maybe you do need someone to control it for you. How will I know you're obeying me when I'm not around, though? Oh God, you're so sick. Are you serious? You'll buy yourself a chastity device to be locked in while I'm not around? What are you going to do if you ever get intimate with a female? You're a virgin? Oh. But don't you try to approach women at all? Wouldn't a chastity cage make that worthless? I see. You haven't even been able to hold the hand of a woman before. Okay, I'm starting to see why you want to do this. This is the closest you've ever been to a female, isn't it? You're such a loser. Tell you what, I'll think about it. Hey now, I told you you stroke slow. Looks like you were speeding up. Were you getting aroused thinking about how going into chastity for me? Look at you, you're leaking so much pre-cum and your cock is throbbing now. Take your hands off for a second and cool off. We don't want you getting too worked up. What do I mean by that? What do you think, silly? If we're going to chastity, I have to make sure that you can handle a bit of denial so you're not completely boring. You can follow rules, can't you? We don't want this to be completely useless for me. Your cock just bounced when I mentioned it. I had to make sure you can handle denial. Are you sure you can handle it, sweetie? Your balls will be constantly boiling with cum, and the pressure in the shaft will get too intense to bear at times, especially if you're brought right to the edge. Oh, now that I think about it, I guess it would be cute to see that look of desperation on your face when you're approaching that point of no return. I can feel your thighs buckling, your legs tightening, and your toes curling, with the load building and your balls growing red hot, seconds away from exploding out of your itty bitty penis. God, that must be so confusing for your mind. Every part of your primal urges are telling you to release all that pent-up frustration, but you know you can't because you have to stay denied and frustrated for me. Oh, sweetie, I might just break you if we continue this. What's that? You deserve to be broken. Yeah, I agree. You shouldn't have been sniffing your sister's panties. Okay, you've convinced me. This is for the best. So why don't you start stroking again? You can stroke it fast if you'd like. Oh, who am I kidding? I know you want to stroke it fast. I saw how much you were squirming when I was talking to you. I have to be honest with you here. I'm even starting to get a little turned on by this. Don't get any wrong ideas. We're not going to do anything exciting together. And before you think anything strange, like it's because you honestly do have a tiny cock, that's not it. Believe it or not, I don't think you'd be turned on if I were not able to be a boss around you. The only reason I'm enjoying this is because I did not know it would be so much fun to boss someone around. You may have bit off more than you could chew. I hope you know. If I start enjoying this, I might just get more harsh with how I treat you. Oh God, I can tell by that look on your face this is what you want. Slow down for a second. In fact, take your hand off. Just tease that out of your cock with your fingertips. Listen, I don't know who you think you are. But this is not going to be about your pleasure. This will be about me. Me testing you. You're only the science experiment here, okay? I might even be able to write a psychology paper on how human sexuality controls behavior, especially in males. I've always had a feeling males would be easy to control once you control their cock. But I had no idea it was this easy. I mean, look at you. You were begging for me to blackmail you. You're collecting your own pre-cum, even though I told you that you'll have to lick it up. And you practically pleaded to be locked in chastity for me. God, I hope all males are this easy to manipulate. Okay, stop playing with that. Go ahead and stroke it slowly. Come on, slower than that. I have to make sure you last, remember? While you're doing that, I'm gonna sit down and get in your sister's computer. Scoot over here, stay on your knees, and don't forget the plate. Let's see, should I browse in private mode, or should I let her see the web history? What do I mean? I mean, we're about to look at chastity cages, silly. But I don't know if I should bother using private mode so your sister doesn't know what someone was looking at on her computer. What do you mean? It's a silly question. Just for that, I think I won't bother hiding it. Oh, cheer up. You know, it's not that big of a deal. If she asks us about it, play dumb. With how horny you'll be. I'm sure playing dumb won't be too difficult for you, will it? That's the spirit. If she asks me, I'll just tell her it was me. In fact, I'll tell her I met a pervy guy who's interested in femdom. No, I won't mention it was you, stupid. The last thing I want is for your sister to think I have a crush on you. Oh god, you're getting really worked up now. Aw, do you want to stroke faster? Beg for it. Yes, I am serious. How will I know you're sincere about anything you ask me if I don't hear you beg for it? Okay, really? You call that begging, just asking politely? Try again. Oh, come on. I thought you were submissive. Beg like you mean it. Call me your goddess. Tell me how I make you feel and how much you are craving to follow my instructions and how everything else is completely meaningless if you aren't able to obey my words. Okay, that's better. You can stroke faster. Faster than that. Just no coming, okay? You can never come without my permission. Ever. Okay, go back to stroking slow, silly. Hey, don't be upset with me. It took you forever to finally beg properly, and I practically had to walk you through it. Do you think that would earn you much fast stroking time? Of course it wouldn't. Stop thinking about stroking for a second and look at the computer screen. Here. This website looks pretty interesting. They have all sorts of chastity cages. What kind do you think would be best? Yes, I'm serious. You can add your own opinion. You should cherish this moment, really, because it's not going to happen often. What do you think about the silicone cage? Looks like it would be easy to clean, which is definitely a plus. But most importantly, looks like it is extremely small compared to some of the other cages. So it would be the perfect size for your dick. No offense, but it is kind of small. What do you think? Well, in the end, it doesn't matter too much what you think. So let's keep looking. Oh, this one looks nice. It's hard plastic and comes with all sorts of attachments. Oh my god, it even comes with a teeth attachment to poke you when you start to get erect. Love the sound of that. Judging by that look on your face, you're not too impressed. And it's pink. Don't you think your device should be pink? I won't make you wear the teeth attachment all the time. And think, if you get a pink device and I make you cross-dress, your cage will match your underwear. Oh yeah, I didn't mention that, did I? I think you might have to start wearing panties while you're locked up. Not your sister's, silly. You have to go to the store alone and buy a few pairs you like. But take your mind off of that for now. And why don't you stroke a bit faster? Ooh, what about this metal one? Oh my god, they even have a metal one that has spikes built into the device. Do you want that one? Don't give me that look. It may even be the best for you in that long run to get punished for your hard dick so you stop getting turned on all the time. What's a little pain when you're training your body to be normal? Oh my, did you just leak some pre-cum? Okay, we're definitely keeping the spiked one in mind for now. Okay, quit your whining. This is the one time I'll let you have your way. We won't consider this one. You might be right after all, seeing as it might be more fun to have your cock trying to get hard all day but unable to. If you're not feeling excruciating pain every time you get hard, maybe your body won't learn to stop getting hard. I do like the sound of that. How about this metal one without the spikes? I kind of like it, and it has plenty of room so you'll be able to clean yourself. We don't want you to smell too bad down there, even though apparently you like sniffing smelly clothes. Gross. Okay, stroke even faster. But to be honest, I think we should go with the pink plastic one. What do you think? You agree? Of course you do. Not like I need you to agree here. Plus, it comes with attachments. If I ever need to punish you, I could just make you wear those pointy teeth. Won't that be fun? Of course it will, slut. I can tell you already love serving me. Oh my god, hold on. I need to focus the camera on your face for a second. If you could see how desperate and helpless you look right now, you'd be laughing at yourself too. I can tell what's more red at this point, your face or that throbbing cock in your hand. Just kidding, I can't even see your cock when you're holding it. Oh, why are you starting to moan? Do you feel your legs starting to clench and your skin turning red hot? Do I see your curling toes? Hey. Hey! Hands off that cock. Sheesh. It's like you never learned how to control yourself. This was the right decision for a loser like you, then, wasn't it? Your cock is still bouncing up and down. Oh, what's the matter, slut? Are you trying to fuck Mother Nature because no other woman will touch you? No, sweetie. The air can give you permission to come. In fact, give your cock a nice slap for me just because you were trying so hard to feel something. Not very convincing, but that'll do for now. Since you did so well, you shook yourself fast. I'll be right back. And while I'm gone, I want you to bring yourself to the edge, but do not come. I swear to God, if you come while I'm gone, you're never going to be able to produce sperm ever again. Got it? Good. Bring yourself to the edge and hold it. Got it, slut. I know you're worked out based on how much you're leaking, so it shouldn't take you so long at this point. Good. Now I'll be right back. You must have really missed me. I could hear your moans and your whining from the hallway. You get louder when you're about to burst everywhere, don't you? Unfortunately for you, you won't be able to experience full orgasmic bliss today. Did you edge for me? Judging by that pre-cum leaking from that small cock of yours, I'm guessing you did. Alright, you can stop now. Here, catch. While I was in the kitchen, I got a baggie filled with ice cubes. You might want to use that in your cock and balls if you want to go soft. Otherwise, you're going to have a boner all day. Yes, I am serious, slut. Should you know by now never to question me? Good. No, I didn't get you a paper towel to wrap the bag in. Quit your whining. Use it directly on your dick. Sheesh. If you think being disrespectful to me is how to behave after I've done just such a huge favor for you, you're going to have to learn quickly how vindictive I can get. Now, why don't you lower your finger into that pool of pre-cum you have? Yeah. I told you that you're going to have to lick it up, but you need to play with it before you're given the privilege of licking it up. Got it? Yeah, take this finger, swirl it in your pre-cum. You want to suck it, don't you? Well, not quite yet. Smear that finger all over your face. Yes, I am serious, slut. If you want me to train you properly, I'm going to have to turn you into a huge cum slut who loves the feeling of cum dripping down your face. Until I let you blow a big load, pre-cum will have to do. That's better. Now you've earned the right to try gathering some more pre-cum on your finger to suck on. Make it hot for me, sweetie. Yeah, pretend like you're sucking my strap on while you wrap your lips around your finger. Don't just stop there. Move your mouth back and forth on it. Pull your finger out and run your tongue up and down your finger slowly, collecting every drop. Maybe you'd do a better job if I told you that you were sucking off another guy instead of my strap on. Oh, don't blush so hard, my little slut. That's why we're icing your balls right now. I wouldn't even know if you would have gone hard thinking about that, though we both know you would have. Your sister's going to be back any second now, so why don't you go ahead and start licking all the pre-cum off that plate. Yes, good boy. Savor every single droplet of pre-cum you produced, and get used to that taste. You're going to be tasting it quite a bit whenever I'm around, got it? Now get dressed, hand over that $50, and order that chastity cage. Now.